Yeah. Taking care of the neighbors' kids, no?
Yeah, outside.
Oh, outside.
Your business.
Not like your kids aren't enough.
No, yeah. Got four all of a sudden.
Ooh,
so, we're waiting on a special guest today.
Oh, yeah. Jack Dunny's coming back from Supergrad. Yeah, I told him he's got to buy a van so he could transport all that gear.
Man, we got to talk about this grad. What school is he at? I didn't know he was at Mr. Private School.
I think there's only one school there. It's bitched up, Carter. It looks like a fucking country club. It's a nice school.
Oh, why do they have such a nice school?
I've got nothing but money out there.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Doesn't make sense. Private school? I think it's all the same.
Well, I think they're just. Not. I think the city planning is going ahead as scheduled. Like, I think they built everything really nice.
So people want to move there, I guess.
Yeah, and people are going to come, and they'll be ready.
Yeah, if you build it. Tunny will be there, and then everyone will come.
Yeah. Tunny, right now, he's only teaching 20 kids. No, he can teach 200.
Yeah. Oh, well, should we start talking about it or wait till he arrives?
Oh, you can talk about whatever you want. Talk about fucking the Jets. No.
Oh, PLB.
The Exodus. Guy. The Great Exodus. No.
He wants $9 million a year, only by Montreal.
Well, no, he'll go wherever he'll get $9 million. Desmond, what are you doing? Are you fucking at the fucking Dean Cooley right now? What the fuck is going on?
Why? What are you hearing?
Just crazy noises. Jesus. Fucking air tools.
Oh. Yeah. At Dean Cooley, no.
Yeah.
How did you know?
He's fucking at Dean Cooley. No, he's in the shop. Yeah, he doesn't trust him.
Zip, zip.
Yeah. Air compressor's going off. What are you
thinking
about me? Ooh, Tunny's arrived.
Oh, sorry.
Can't hear nothing with your fucking connection, Dutchman. It's insanity.
So,
what are you doing? What are you doing? Are you sucking balloons? What are you doing?
No, I was just weeding.
Oh, Jesus. Well, can you fucking stop weeding?
Okay.
Now I can hear you.
Okay. Weird. These mics really pick things up.
You sure fucking do, Dutchman.
You can hear every weed screaming for life.
Oh.
Fucking speaking of weeding, I did that the fucking the night, was it the night we got back, or maybe the second night after, and fuck me, I pulled like 100 pounds of dandelions from our fucking yard.
And oh my.
Something fucking bit my face on both sides of my fucking mouth. So I had like necrosis.
The Joker.
Yeah, I had like necrosis on both sides of my mouth, like these huge fucking welts that wouldn't stop fucking oozing for like all this week. I'm like finally just healing.
That's why you don't have a yard.
Yeah, that's exactly why you don't have a yard, Tony. That's why you can't have that big blue house on the hill there. but fuck. Ooh, that's closer to the fucking golf course though, Tony. You could walk. You could walk from there.
So we got the two men on the line, and Ash has been the only one to see Casa de Tunny in person.
It's nice.
Did you get in the guest room?
Yeah, well, Tunny's got fucking three offices and a recording studio. Lisa doesn't have much out there, no.
So,
no.
He didn't make you get a hotel.
I don't think there are many hotels in Powell River. You got to know somebody or else you're shit out of
luck. Oh, good point. This stops the transient community, you know, the tourists, if you will.
And that is, you got to get out there and start building.
Yeah, even a Connelline crush had to stay at Casa de Tunny.
Yeah, probably. Dutchman, seriously, you got to stop fucking doing whatever you're doing.
What the fuck fuck is it? Is it like a rotating plug? Like,
seriously, are you on a plane? Like, fuck is going on?
I can't wait to listen to this.
Oh, it's fucking bad.
You're in the place where they make Terminators.
Yeah, like, it's fucking insane. You're like Cyberdyne. You're a fucking Cyberdyne, not yet.
I'm on my data. Maybe I'll switch to Wi-Fi here.
No, it's the machine that you use to scrape the earth.
Yeah.
It's not the data card. It's when you scrape the soil.
I'm not scraping the soil.
Dutchman doesn't have enough time. He's living fucking 10 lives in one, so he doesn't have enough
Dutchman,
time.
You have one of those weeders that's like a claw that you stand up and it spins, right?
No! No, just by hand. I'm putting my hand on the dandelion and pulling out. And you guys are like, oh!
No, seriously, every time you do it, it sounds like you're fucking sucked into a wind tunnel. It's insane.
Oh, like a raccoon's burrowing in your head.
Oh.
Fucking, I've already drafted 8 teams this year. Jesus.
8!
ADP's finally adjusted itself.
I just told Lisa, yeah, I gotta go on. We're gonna do a little bit of fantasy football. She's like, it's already fucking time, isn't it?
it's always time.
Hey, man, no football for her this year. The Jordan Love experiment.
He's just as good as Rodgers. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, fucking right. So Packers are gonna be fine.
They even lost the lizard.
Yeah.
Well, you should fucking get prepared to spend fucking $50 on Garrett Wilson if you're a fucking Aaron Rodgers believer. Holy shit, he's like a top 10 fucking wide receiver.
Oh, for sure. What about DeAndre Hopkins on the Patriots? $60?
Well, no, he didn't sign.
No, I know. By the time you're listening to this episode, he will. No one else wants him.
Those are the dominoes to fall yet, is D-Hop and Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook.
And seeing if fucking Kamara gets suspended.
Oh, what did he do this time?
Well, it's the same thing for him kicking the shit out of that guy in the casino. Okay.
Still, huh.
Yeah, I don't think it was that bad. I mean, at least it wasn't a woman, right? He shouldn't get off fine.
Cream Hunt is still playing.
Well, no, he doesn't have a team either, but...
No, you're right. You're right, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of free agent running backs.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Zeke, yeah, Cream. Zeke and Fournette, none of them have teams.
Maybe I won't overpay for Zeke this year.
Well, you probably shouldn't, because you never win, so gotta change something.
Oh, the repo man, that was...
You gotta stop weeding and fucking goddamn doing dishes while you're drafting. That's what you gotta do.
So tell me about grad last night, Trevor.
Oh, it was fun.
Surround sound. Did you record it and video it? Fucking you're selling it for $100 of fucking tape?
We've already got 1,100 views. We had about 200 in real time. 8 cameras, plus I was running the projector, the giant, like a hockey rink projector. So I did all the audio, 12 delay speakers set up to different times around the entire arena.
Said arena, which arena is this? One of those community clubs?
Is it the hockey arena or what?
This is where like the Dolphin Kings play.
That was the hockey rink where the grad was?
Yep, like 2,500 people.
Cranberry, or where was that? Like by Cranberry?
This was in, it's kind of by the hospital at the rec complex.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, by the hospital.
You should see it out there. There's so many fucking rec complexes and facilities. It's fucking unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
What I want to know is why grad is so early.
Yeah, it's weird.
Should be June 21st.
It should be the last day of school.
People got to get fishing and up in the mountains. There's no time to waste.
So are exams done? Do people know that they've graduated?
They just pretend. Nobody cares about school anymore, Carter. You got to understand that.
Like in general or?
Everyone graduates. Doesn't matter. You never come to school. You can't write a sentence. Let's go. Graduate. Get those numbers up.
Unless your name is Wagner, they still probably hold grudges.
It was a real thing. People were worried that they weren't going to graduate in my day.
Oh, yeah. They should be. Yeah. Now it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Well, you said general population is pretty skittish out there. It's not like the luxury. Yeah. Not the luxury you're teaching. The fucking
international amazing kids.
Yeah, you're the one percenters.
Here, listen to this. You want to hear my job next week? Listen to this. Monday, I'm going back to Savory Island for the day.
Mini golf. How was it? Was it all that it was supposed to be,
it's
or no?
Paradise. Yeah, it's gorgeous. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking gorgeous. So I'm going to Savory.
What was that fucking monster in the sand there? Was that a jellyfish or what the fuck was that?
It was jellyfish, starfish. Yep. Oysters, giant lobster. Giant crabs.
Nice.
Like big crabs, like big crabs, but they were females, so we couldn't keep them. You can only take the males.
Yeah.
But so we're going to go look for some crabs next time and cook some crabs maybe when we get back.
They're cutting back on the crab prostitution fucking ring.
What's that theory that every living species eventually will become a crustacean?
Yeah, oh yeah, the crab fucking evolution theory. Yeah,
and it's like true, kind of like everything turns, all life turns into a crab eventually.
Yeah,
it's amazing. It's like the most resilient thing in the world. It's a fucking crustacean. So
yeah,
maybe we'll become crabs. But so I'm going to Savory Island on Monday.
Okay.
And on Tuesday, I'm taking 15 kids to Palm Beach.
Where's that? Where's Palm Beach?
Florida? It's like Donkersley Beach, but fancier.
On that highway there, or where?
Yeah. Okay. But it's got more like facilities. The beach isn't as nice, but the facilities are really nice.
Well, yeah, Donkersley is just a bunch of fucking hillbillies staring at you.
Yeah. And then on Wednesday, I'm going with the other 15 kids to Palm Beach. And then Thursday and Friday, I'm going to the outdoor learning center kayaking all day. So
fuck yeah.
That's my week. I don't spend a minute. I'm not in the classroom this week, and I'm getting paid to teach. Yeah, and nobody wants my job.
I was telling Dutchman about your school, how fucking bitched up it is. It looks like a fucking country club. Doesn't look like a school.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. Hey, it's a magical place.
Let me just run this tree trimmer and see if you can hear it, okay?
Oh, fuck off, Dutchman, you fucking son of a bitch. Oh, yeah, we can fucking hear it.
Why don't you get Marge over there after? She'll help clean it.
Jesus Christ, Dutchman. You're a lawyer. You should be hiring fucking people to do
fucking
goddamn
help.
Weeds when you're podcasting. Oh, come on.
You should have a shirt. Fucking, do you know who I am? Come on, Carter, like... You shouldn't be weeding.
Sounds like mud. Profession should be teaching the international students.
Oh, and we played at the Supergrad.
What did you play?
Oh, your band?
We're here for a good time, not a long time.
Oh, yeah. Okay, grad staple.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
I thought you weren't supposed to be playing.
Well, I just played bass. It was pretty tough, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you like picture yourself in St. Rose while you were playing that?
Yeah. You know, I opened for Trooper once. I kind of forgot that happened with Levi.
Yeah, I don't remember hearing about that.
It wasn't the Jack Tunney experience. It was the Levi experience featuring Jack Tunney.
Okay.
In Gilbert Plains, yeah.
Ooh. The rodeo? It had to have been rodeo weekend.
You were probably living in down in by the university at that time, I'm guessing.
Oh, for sure.
What would that house be worth now, Carter? Billion?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
That's all right. You're living. You got cul-de-sac living.
Ooh, yeah. Doesn't go up in value as much.
Dalhousie living, yeah.
That's where I was. Dalhousie.
You know, as much as the shit on Burla Club. Polo Club was easy living. I basically live in the Polo Club now. Just one floor, fucking lazy living, no yard. Basically, I believe they built it as luxurious California style living. It's right. What I believe.
Well, you know, we talked about that Polo Club 2066, our retirement plans to have a summer place at Polo Club. Maybe it's just Powell River 2066.
There you go. So we should just each, everybody should buy, one unit in the complex that I live in. We just each have a floor and we jam in the garage. One garage will be a rehearsal space. One will be a podcast studio. One will be the fucking shed of truth that Ash lives in, the garage.
Oh, it sounds like one of those creator spaces in LA, though. Those never go well. Usually.
Someone's just got to win the lottery. We need to start a league lottery. Carter, you have to run it because I'm corrupt.
Ooh.
We each send you $52. And for every week, you go buy us a lottery ticket as a group. And then we win the lottery. And then we draft on Ash's deck. We fly everybody in. Everyone, even Ian. We fly everybody in if we win the lottery. And then we fucking draft on the deck of truth.
Oh, I think we should probably be drafting on your deck of truth.
I don't think my neighbors would like that so much.
Yeah, they won't appreciate it, that's for sure.
They get cultured, yeah.
It felt fucking odd sitting out there swearing just for the few fucking minutes that we were. It's like, oh, not a lot of people around, but the ones that aren't appreciating this. Nope.
Oh, that was fun out there, though. Nice. It's just the sun was relentless those days.
You gotta buy that umbrella, fuck.
Yep,
oh, that's why idea. It was so paradise. It's always raining except when the Macho King shows up. That's like when I went to Scotland. I was like, oh, this is so great. And then my uncle's like, yeah, this is the 1 week it didn't rain. It was paradise. So,
there's no rain in BC. Normal. There's no rain in BC anymore.
Good point.
All the ancient forests are fucked. Tony, have you fucking gone to Suck a Dick Rock yet, or what?
I haven't gone to Suck a Dick. Don't worry, I'm gonna maybe do a little video scope at Suck a Dick Rock there.
You have to go discover it for yourself.
I'll send you guys some videos, maybe.
It's right by the fishing docks there, so clearly it was one of the skids who was bored on his fucking lunch break.
Do you want to... Taylor McIntyre's Gmail information there, Tony, so you can mark it on Google Maps.
Suck a Dick Rock?
Yeah,
because that's a great idea.
You said you didn't want to do it with your personal.
Is Taylor McIntyre making... Can Taylor McIntyre do random travel advice posts on Google Maps?
Oh, sure.
Because I have some amazing things I can add if it wasn't my name.
Taylor McIntyre could be a tool for good. That's
who yes, this could be great. Yes, do you know Taylor McIntyre?
No idea, no.
He's Carter's...
alter ego.
Oh, okay. Chuck.
For fishing, would contact Dr. Chuck.
Taylor.McIntyre22@gmail.com or whatever.
Nice. And the password's Dr. Chuck.
He's where you're doing all your far right contracts are under Taylor. Fucking that child abuse Dutchman taking your kids to an LGBTQ fucking parade. No.
Ooh. Yeah, maybe 2 weeks from now we might go. Who knows? We'll see. I don't know. Did Jake the Snake go? They needed help. They needed allies there yesterday. In Morden. There was a lot of vandalism and stuff the day before.
Did they have a pride fucking...
Yesterday, event? Yeah.
Yeah, really?
I think Winnipegosis had theirs yesterday, or today.
Well, yeah, who knew Winnipegosis is the...
Progressive capital of Northern... Yeah.
Progressive capital of fucking central Manitoba.
Yeah, I haven't heard from Jake the Snake. Maybe there was a drag show at the park. Maybe his kids got corrupted. No. He's dealing with the fallout of the show play from yesterday.
It's fucking crazy how mad people get about Pride Parade still.
Yeah, it's really
what do you mean still? They're getting fucking madder every day. It's insane.
It's unbelievable. It's like, it's amazing. It's like, it's just amazing.
I was reading an article about the first couple that got married 20 years ago, like yesterday. And they said, yeah, it's kind of weird. Normally, the normal progression of issues is things get, easier as time goes on. But they said, like, the last 2 years, things have gotten worse.
Way worse. Fucking, because of social media, like, fucking a small handful of idiots have a fucking broad video scope of fucking, of reach.
Well, like, the last, like, five things Elon's tweeted has all been anti-trans stuff. It's like, don't you have better things to be doing?
Elon's
a piece. I hope somebody kills him.
Yeah, your own daughter's trans. You're the richest guy in the world. This is what you're preoccupied. What is a woman? Oh God,
what a prick! What a prick!
Man, if I had
it's all projection. Wants, it's all I'd, projection.
If I had all his money, I'd be doing grad at Powell River.
Yeah. I honestly, if you had Elon money, you know what you do is you fucking no one ever knows who you are again. Yeah. Like, why would you? Why? Like, you win. Fuck off. Like,
well, yeah, I mean, even like guys like Richard Branson has kept a lower profile, even though he's fucking all about going to space and being extravagant too, but you don't see him chirping every day.
So the way to do it is like those rich old money families that you don't even know who's in the family.
Yeah,
and what their worth is. It's like you've never even heard of them and you don't know how many. Yeah.
Like the Walmart family, the only time you hear them is when they're buying the Broncos or something. You're like, oh, yeah. He's involved. Or like Kroenke, you know, like, oh, he's buying the Rams. That's the only time you get to know them.
Yep. That's the way to do it.
NFL too.
Well, Ted Thompson, where did he get his $52 billion from?
The Packers GM?
No, the owner of fucking True North.
It's not his name. It's Reuters.
Whatever Thompson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where's his money from?
Reuters.
What is Reuters?
News.
Yeah, a bunch of stuff like
it's that. It's like a global news network of like all journalism can go through there internationally, kind of.
Oh, Reuters. Liam. Are you pronouncing Reuters?
Yeah, Liam files for them sometimes.
Really? Like R-E-U-T-E-R?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I pronounce that router. Okay, Reuters you pronounce it. Really, that's him. That's crazy.
And you know, if I had that much money, I'd pay Pierre-Luc Dubois.
No, you'd pay it to Connor Hellebuck. No.
Yeah, no, good point. Good point.
Yeah, the Jets are fucking...
Is the NHL over this year?
One more game.
Looks almost like. Over. Yeah.
Yeah, Vegas is going to win it.
No, yeah. It's rigged, though. Panthers are going to win. Two more games, it's rigged.
I hope. Man.
Here comes your child with a grenade.
Uh-oh,
Dutchman. You can hear that? Yeah, Wilder stayed up to 10:20 p.m. last night. There will maybe be a grenade today.
Send that kid to back game till so I can clean it up. Just give him an Uzi and let him run around the streets. Apparently, Russia blew up another dam today.
Sorry, what happened?
Apparently, another dam just got blown up.
Really?
Yeah, so this is a new strategy. Just destroy everything before you leave.
Surprised that wasn't the strategy. Oh, I guess you probably... Never mind. Yeah, you wanted to keep that infrastructure, so when you took it over... Never mind. Yeah, if you actually start targeting infrastructure, that's not going to be good.
I'm surprised there wasn't a lot of fucking... pro-Russian fucking kill Trudeau while he's out there fucking tweets today.
No, it's his fault that he's not putting out the wildfires because he's in Ukraine. He's supposed to be out there with a shovel and a water bucket.
Right. Well, I mean, it's ultimately the First Nations problem because they're the ones that are supposed to control the rain and they're not doing a good enough job.
Yeah. <There you go. laughs> Carter, what are you doing with the garden claw?
I'm just nothing.
You sound like you're defacing a gravesite.
Yeah, it sounds like you're scraping fucking rock.
Just walking, just going for a little walk. You know, you joke about Wilder being Belushi, Trevor, but he does have a little blues man in him.
No.
So, you know, I went to that harmonica class, and I've got a cheap harmonica, and I've got an expensive marine band harmonica. And so, you know, watched videos, some tutorials. Bending a note. It took me like half an hour or an hour to bend a note. I found it to be very difficult, but it sounds really good. Yeah, it's really tough. I wrote down how to do it. So anyways, the kids.
How do you do it? You put your thumb up your ass or what? That's how you get that squawk. It's like beating a lie detector. You gotta squeeze a penny with your butt cheeks. What's the technique?
You can bend a lot of things when you put your fucking thumb up your ass.
Yeah, I kind of find tilting the harmonica helps there. So anyways, it's easier to do on the more expensive marine band, not the cheap one. So anyways, the kids grab the harmonica. They've each got one. And all of a sudden, I hear like the most soulful little bend ever. I turn around, and there's little Belushi.
It's Belushi.
And
he's not even...
And he doesn't even have the marine band. He has the cheap harmonica.
He's just ripping... get him a shirt that says college. please just get him a shirt that says college. Just let him walk around in that.
No, Dan Aykroyd, that is a good idea. Dan Aykroyd played the harmonica in the Blues Brothers, but still, I don't know. He just did, I was like, holy crap, like it took me like half an hour of tutorials and practice to figure this out. He just pulled one off, and he's done it a couple times too. I was like, man, good for you.
Well, you gotta take straight to the bully. Straight to the bully, Big Show.
I think this kid's got like frontman energy, though.
Well, he's got fucking Sebastian Bach energy.
maybe like Bon Scott and Sebastian Bach. Maybe
he's fucking gonna be out there.
Yeah.
Don't be mad at him when he drops out of school, Dutchman. He's just fucking going to be out on the streets for a living.
Well, he needs that college t-shirt.
Do you know fucking Todd Kearns, that guy?
Yeah.
And you know he plays with Adler and that crew?
Oh, he's friends with all of those guys, yeah.
Hey, they have a singer now?
No, he plays with Slash. He's Slash's bass player.
Yeah, he was in Slash Snakepit.
Yeah, well, he's in Adler's Appetite, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's friends with all those guys.
I have to send you a video of that fucking band right now.
Fucking Dennis was friends with Kearns. Fucking in the
okay, 90s. That makes sense. That makes sense. They shared clothes. Well, no, Kearns is like twice the height, but...
Yeah, Kearns is like fucking 6 foot fucking...
Yeah, four. Dennis is... He's living on the streets. He's malnourished, but he's got soul. Dennis is all soul.
Kearns played Country Fest last year.
Oh, well, you have to hear the fucking singer. You have to hear it.
In this I'm going to set
in Adler's band.
Okay.
It is the best thing ever. Ever. Axel
impression or what?
He is a 12 out of 10.
12 out of 10? Holy fuck.
You wait, I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you after. 12 out of 10. It's like, it doesn't fucking compute. It doesn't work. I don't understand. Impossible. Impossible things.
What are they playing? It's fucking
better than Axl.
It's better than the best time Axl ever sang in a recording. Better.
No way. Really?
Wow. It's like the best thing he ever did on tape every time.
They play Guns N' Roses songs?
Yeah, and it's incredible. It's fucking
legal.
I don't think that's legal. Fucking, It's incredible. It's so good. I thought it was going to be shit because I was watching it. I saw it and I thought I was going to laugh. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, it's...
Well, you better be fucking sending back off, bitch, because that's all I want to hear.
I'll see if they cover it. But it's like, it's it's crazy. Crazy. This guy is like, he's like,
they don't do any user illusion, of course, right? Yeah, because Adler wasn't part of that.
It doesn't matter. They're doing, I don't, they just play stuff. I think they, because like, I think.
I'm surprised they haven't got their asses sued off the planet.
Jesus. No, because Adler plays with Guds for a couple songs here and there. Now they're buds.
Oh, really? I always thought he was dead.
Yeah, well, he, like 2 years ago, he played like, you know, two songs, a concert with them.
Yeah, he's friends, but he's just. Yeah,
he, and it's—he's not exactly stealing their money. It's not a situation where it'd be like, "Well, I just saw Adler's Appetite, so I'm not going to the stadium show to see the real GNR tonight."
I 100% would rather go see Adler's Appetite. If you put Izzy in Adler's Appetite, they are more Guns N' Roses than Guns N' Roses.
Good point. Well, good point.
Izzy doesn't play anymore at all, does he?
No, but he's the best.
Yeah. Well, clearly he's the best. But yeah, Izzy's out, right?
Yeah, he's just surfing. He hasn't
played for years.
He's just surfing. He hates people. He hates shows.
Well, he might be a lizard person, just like McCartney. Yeah.
Oh, he's turned into a fucking crustacean.
Exactly. Yeah, maybe we got it all wrong. It's not just lizard people. Earlier it's crab, than most of it's us. Crab people. Yeah, it's crab people we need to worry about.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Fucking Wilder, get him that college shirt.
Okay, that's a good idea.
You should definitely dress it. Yeah.
You got to go to Tofino. Fuck, it's nice.
Yeah, I will. I just feel like it's sweet here, so I haven't made it out yet, but I want to go.
It's definitely sweet, but yeah, I mean, it's Clear Lake on fucking complete steroids.
Even all the assholes from Brandon show up, or what?
Oh, it's totally full. It's full of fucking Brandonites. It's just full of Brandonites. Oh, and they're all soy boys nowadays. Holy fuck. We waited in line in the fucking Rhino coffee shop for like fuck a half an hour, and these soy boys were ordering the most complex fucking stupid coffee drinks, texting and calling each other because the line was so long, and they had all their friends waiting outside, texting and calling each other about how to order these fucking stupid coffee drinks. Holy fuck. And then they had fucking day-old donuts for fucking basically for free, and this one soy boy says to another, hey, we should get these donuts. And the guy says, never fuck. Oh. Holy. Calm the fuck down.
The donuts dipped in coffee is delicious.
Oh my God.
That's the way to do it. That's what you do with day old things. You dip them in stuff and it's amazing.
Yeah, dip them in tea or fucking coffee, whatever.
Paul, I was loading up my gear, and guess what? I came across today in my Rubbermaid tote a full box of sesame snaps. That's not good.
Just old or what?
No, like I guess they had them for snacks at grab.
Oh, somebody stashed just, them. Oh, you
stashed them. Somebody like threw all the stuff in boxes, but they were in my like XLR cables. And I was like, I don't need 48 sesame snaps, but here we are. So. I'll report back. We'll see how that goes.
That's an acquired taste of the old sesame
I think you introduced me to them.
What? No, I've never been a sesame snack kind of guy.
Maybe you're the first person I knew that ate one, so I thought maybe it wasn't like Suck a Dick Rock then, maybe, you know? Like,
I don't know.
Because you're growing up in Dauphin, that's exquisite, a sesame snap. Like, that's close to a dick sucking jacket at the Boulevard.
Well, it ain't no fucking cheese and fucking crackers, but.
Oh, a sesame snap at Dauphin might mean you're going to gay pride parade in their minds, you know?
Oh, you think? Well, that's too progressive.
Yeah, sesame snap. What the fuck are you, Suck a Dick Rock? Yeah.
Hey, speaking of.
I wore a blazer once and I was gay. Like,
Well, I felt the eyes on me that night. We were at that fucking Twin Peaks Lodge there on the lake.
You looked beautiful that night. You looked great. You looked beautiful that night.
Yeah, I was kind of bitched up. Not really.
Yeah, you looked great.
Wearing a blazer and pink pants. Was I wearing my pink pants?
You got a scarf. It was great.
Did I have a scarf? No.
You got an ascot or something?
Yeah, but let's talk about that menu. You had that tomato salad at that place before and the tartar. And then you go to the fancy place. And it's the same stuff.
Tomato same menu. And tartar. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But it was fucking $150 more expensive at Canyon
Niche. Yeah, yeah.
That place was insane. That's the most expensive place I'll ever dine in, I'm pretty sure. Like, that place was insane. That place was insane. That's for rich people only. Like, we were trying to keep it together to not be fucking singled out as you shouldn't be here. It was fucking retarded in there. Like, it's way rich in there. Way rich. But yeah, the food was good. But no, Wolf in the Fog was better. Fuck, Wolf in the Fog was awesome. That was like a... just like a hip fucking like Segovia kind of place in Tofino. It was great.
Yeah.
And I was looking at my visa bill and it was only $160 that night. Holy fuck.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Wakananish was $320.
Twice as much. Oh, man.
Twice as much. And we fucking ate less and drank less.
Oh, my. Well, I went to A&W 2 days ago.
Yeah, it cost you, what, $50?
Well, so Janelle's like, the kids want a treat, and they said they want a root beer slushy. I'm like, okay, how bad can this be? So I got three, $4.85 each, but it wasn't the money, it was the weight. So by the time I ordered, paid, till the time they gave me the slushies, 12 minutes.
Okay, well, it must have to freeze the fucking ice first, Dutch.
Yeah. Shit.
Something. And there was no one in front of me the entire time, so luckily, because when I left, when I was pulling out, there was, the line out on Main Street. I was like, holy frick, these guys are going to have a bad day.
It's that popular.
Well, there was no one there before, because I just left right after work. It's like, Wolf
pulling up the line.
Yeah, with my slushies.
Three? What do you mean three slushies? We're only prepared to make one.
Shouldn't that only take like the pull of a handle, like at the 7-Eleven, you know, kind of? Oh, speaking of Sev, let's talk about the Sev liquor license on Ness. Does that seem like a good idea?
Oh, if they do that, that's endgame. That's endgame right there.
Yeah, that's apocalypse.
That's fucking done. If they privatize liquor sales in Winnipeg, it's fucking over.
So now
that's fucking fridge, ground zero. Yeah. Okay.
But like the thing is, you just can't walk in and open the fridge and get a beer. What you have to do is it's for takeout or delivery, so you have to order a meal. And so the kitchen at 7-Eleven has to remain open until 2 a.m. serving a wide variety of meals. I'm like, what is this?
That's like being on the ferry. You don't can't just simply order a beer. You got to order the fucking $30 burger and fries too, just to get that beer.
But like, what's the kitchen itself? Is it the taquito spinner or the heat lamp for the pizza? Like, no, Sev has more stuff than Dauphin, it feels like. And we don't exactly have a kitchen.
Oh, do you have pizza in your Dauphin, Sev?
I don't know. I don't go there. The only time I go there is when Tunney's in town.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Modern Sevs, they have pizza and fucking all kinds of things.
So it says it's like more for delivery and takeout, I guess. But man, who's getting like a bag of chips and a Slurpee delivered on like DoorDash with 7-Eleven? That'd be so expensive. That's prime living. I don't know. I could see Trevor doing that at the Polo Club, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never mind. But yeah, that's a good way to waste a lot of money getting Sev delivered.
That's insane.
Well, Tony's got the sweetest place in walking distance. He can go there and have the best fucking fried lunch bar food ever and have a beer. Sour. Fuck, that place is good. What's that place again?
Which one?
The Mexican place?
No. The beach cookery or whatever.
Coastal cookery or
coastal cookery. Yeah. Coastal cookery.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, Coastal de Sol's good. Fuck Dutchman. We had some fucking good South American fucking food
and the really drinks.
Expensive margaritas. Holy fuck.
But they were doubles, so that was good.
Were they doubles?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they were like $14, so they better be.
No, but it was good. It was good. Yeah, we live in a great little area. Like, we're close to everything.
My dad's
literally right.
That place
like, is literally sweet. Close to everything. It's crazy.
Did that Monk place ever open up? Did you ever go there?
Oh, we go there lots. The crab cakes are really good there.
Yeah, I hear. The fucking oysters. Holy fuck.
Those are bad in the Fairmont, eh?
I guess the oysters are going to kill you now.
We spent the entire fucking goddamn trip looking for oysters. And then when we got to that piece of shit fucking Fairmont, Vancouver Airport, those cocksuckers served us fucking old crack shell fucking oysters. That was the worst experience I've ever had in a restaurant. And it was $200 meal.
What?
$200. They charged us $67 for a cheap fucking bottle of Canadian wine, $50 for the oysters we sent back, comped us on our $14 fucking goddamn mini loaf of bread. Unbelievable. Fuck, that was a terrible experience.
Maybe it saved your life. It's like that article I sent, Vibrio.
Well, yeah, though, the bacteria. Yeah, the Vibrio. The Vibrio is fucking real, Dutch.
That could be the last oysters you ever ate. Global warming ruining the oysters.
Could have been.
Yeah, it sounds like I might have to do a little visit out to Tunney's neck of the woods there. I don't know.
Oh, you have.
Been to Flin Flon, been to Kuwait, gotta go to Powell River.
Oh, you're going. You're going.
You would love it out here.
Oh, definitely. Yeah,
that's one. I might like it too much. That's the problem.
No, we're all that's moving there. We're all moving there. I was talking to Dean yesterday. He fucking tried to buy a fucking brand new place in Oshawa. They put down a deposit for a fucking $1 million fucking new build that still to this day has never been built. And now they can't afford it because the bank rate's too high and they're trying to sell.
Oh, jeez.
Still living with fucking his wife's family. Still living in their parents' house because they can't afford it now.
Jesus.
I told him, fucking move to Powell River.
It's amazing. Paradise. It's like everybody gets a gorgeous view. It's
his excuse was well, I got tickets to go see fucking Queens of the Stone Age next week, so you can't do that in Powell River. I was like, okay, Mr. Ontario. You can fucking go see fucking the Econoline Crush, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You can just fly to Vancouver in 25 minutes.
6 to 8 hours. But
oh, well, you can fly.
Yeah, you can fly. You can fly. Yeah, you're right. You can fly.
It's $180. So if you
really one way or two way,
one way, but one you way. Have to. It's yeah, about $300 if you book it two.
Yeah, when you go, Dutchman, when you go, don't be a fool. Fucking just book a trip to strictly go with Tunney and fly. Go to Vancouver. Don't rent a car. The harmonica player is talking.
No, this is a non. This is the other harmonica player. Uncle Wilson's here because Grandma and Grandpa are showing the house, and so they can't have a shirtless man with a broken leg sitting in the back bedroom. Okay.
It's still a fun trip out to Powell River, though, from Vancouver. It's fun.
Yeah. You can drive once, but getting back kind of probably sucks.
Getting back from Tofino sucked. But fuck, there was fucking wildfires or something like last week, like this week. So that only highway that runs that way was shut down. So if we would have been there at that point, we would have been fucking shit out of luck.
Yikes. Hey, you don't hear about that one on TV.
No, Mad found it on the news. Highway number 4. That highway's crazy. We were so right to come in the middle of the week, though, because when we left Tofino Friday, holy fuck, the highway was insanity. Just insanity getting back to Nanaimo. Insanity.
Did you stop off in Victoria at all, or no?
No.
Oh, you took the cruise. I mean, the ferry direct from Vancouver there. Okay.
From
Nanaimo. Yeah, when we went. Okay, when we went to Victoria for like a day, and then went to Tofino after that.
Yeah, I wish we would have had another week so we could have explored more. Yeah, gone to Victoria, spent a bit of time in Vancouver, but whatever. I mean, Vancouver is probably one of the best cities on earth, but whatever.
Oh, it's incredible! Yeah.
Well, Swoop Airlines is no more after yesterday.
Oh yeah,
no more budget. No more budget for family flights. Gonna have to pay real WestJet dollars.
That's because the pilots too expensive.
Too expensive. They're all yeah. Oh well, guess I won't have to worry about my flight getting canceled anymore. The morning of, like when we landed Orlando. Swoop flight, say 365. As soon as we land, it's like swoop. To all people in the airport, Swoop flight 366 back to Winnipeg has been canceled. We go again on 4 days from now.
Well, our WestJet plane to Vancouver was like a brand new plane. I've never flown on a brand new plane.
Oh, cool.
And then our Air Canada flight back, it was like, I swear to God, this is the same plane I flew in. Fucking. 20 years ago, this is the same plane.
Yeah, that's the thing. Swoop had, it was a really nice plane and everything. It's just they canceled their flights. That's the problem.
Yeah, you just book with Air Canada and WestJet. That's what you book with.
Yeah, but when, okay, so you figure this out there. You go to Orlando, Swoop is $350 direct, WestJet $800 not direct. And you're flying with Belushi on the first time he's ever been on a plane. You tell me what you're going to do.
Swoop doesn't actually fly.
Yeah. I know.
That's like booking with fire.
Is that it actually happens. That's a big part of flying.
Good point.
You can't sit on the ground with your thumb up your ass going, ooh, what a deal I got. Look at me, I saved money, but I'm still in Winnipeg.
It wasn't just the deal, it was the fact it was a direct flight.
Yeah.
That's very important.
Well,
I mean, like, oh, I guess I... You know what's the biggest joke ever? Flights out of Brandon.
Flights out of Brandon only go to fucking...
Calgary.
North Dakota.
You want two different layovers? Fly out of Brandon. That's what that is.
To Fargo. To Fargo International. Our flights were fucking cheap. Like, I think they were like $280 return.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah, they're fucking cheap.
Yeah, my dad flew out. Like, my dad flew to Vancouver and to Powell River and back. And his whole thing was $850 with, like, the local airline for the Powell River flight plus the Air Canada, $850 total.
So explain to me why you took him to go on a roof. So he flew out to you, and then you ferried to go on the roof. And did you drive him all the way back to Vancouver? Like,
oh, no. So we just went to the island to Comox and Courtney for... We stayed one night. We got a hotel there and just went to the island for a day and a night.
Oh, okay.
And
then he flew back.
Then he came back to Powell River for like three more days. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We just did a like overnight trip because he had some friends on the island.
Yeah, Goat on the Roof is fucking awesome. Like, that's like
I'm glad you liked it. I didn't know. No, I didn't know what you think.
Sweet. That's like a Montreal like outdoor awesome fucking market. Like, it's great. It's totally great.
Yeah.
Cool. It's amazing. And I found those fucking sea urchin fucking soap dishes, Trev.
Yeah. We're on the roof.
And they were $2.
Nice.
Is that in Powell River or Tofino?
It's on the island.
In Comox.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, what's it called?
It's in Coombs, but it's kind of between Comox and Nanaimo. It's kind of on the major highway.
Well, it's just right outside of fucking Courtney and Comox.
It's excellent. It's excellent. Like, it's a cool spot.
Yeah, Comox and Courtney is just like Brandon, but with like kind of an ocean view, but it's kind of a giant ocean swamp. It's yeah. kind of a piece of shit.
It's not Powell River, that's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, no, fuck no. Fuck
and it's no. way more expensive nothing to live
is, in. Nothing is. Like, Tofino and fucking Powell River are like the only rivals, and then, of course, Vancouver.
But nobody could afford to live in Tofino. Like, nobody lives there.
I don't think so. It's all international it's just people just working whale tours and being servers yeah. and shit. Yeah,
that's so cool that you saw a fucking whale that close, man.
Oh, it was cool. Yeah, gray whale.
You fuck. Were like right by it.
Wow, close. I wish we would have got closer. Fuck.
The video yeah. was cool. Like,
yeah, it was fucking cool. I mean, it was an epic trip. Like, you had to wear that fucking giant ski suit, which is also yep. a life jacket, because yep. it's cold as fuck out there. Like, it never gets warmer than 18 degrees. And when you're in the middle of the ocean, fuck, it's cold as shit. But yeah, that was cool. Yeah, so we saw that one gray whale. They said that gray whale, oh shit, what was her name? Orange Crush. She's been coming there since the 70s. So they always know when she's going to be there. So they basically oh, cool. built their business on this fucking whale. And they've got fucking drones and fucking radar and satellite. They're all communicating like, she's here, she's there, like, go there, go here. And then there was a second one, so we fucking drove like another half hour out somewhere else and then came to this other little bay where all the sea otters were. And yeah, it was fucking great. Like, yeah, we were out there for about 3.5 hours. It was cool.
Oh, wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, it was super cool, but like hardcore. Like, you gotta wear that ski suit, like, it's in a toque. Like, it's fucking cold out there. It's never warm out there.
Yeah, trips are so weird. Like, your flights are so cheap. It used to be the flights were the expensive part. The hotel was like the medium and the food was like basically free. Now it feels like the food's the most expensive part. Hotels are expensive and the flights should no, be
hotels,
more.
Hotels are the most expensive. Food is second. And flights, I've always said, flights for Canadians flying to other Canadian destinations should always be fucking cheap. Promote yeah. fucking tourism within your own nation.
$280. That's ridiculous.
Yep.
That's really nothing. You see where that money goes to? It goes to the airport improvement fees and taxes and stuff like that. Like,
gas
doesn't really. Yeah, there's no profit at all. That's why Swoop closed.
Yeah, hotels are fucking retarded, though. Like,
better totally than, like, right. Depends. There's some places where Airbnbs are the scam.
Well, yeah, we had the one Airbnb in Vancouver just for that first night, and it was still, like, $250 for a room up above somebody's garage.
Like, yeah.
Okay. But any hotel in Vancouver is, like, $400 to $600, even really? Super, oh. It's crazy.
God.
So yeah, you're basically forced to go to an Airbnb. We booked that Fairmont room on points, and that should have been $500 for one night.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I stay at the Fairmont in Winnipeg for work there in January every year, and it's like $149 or $165 after taxes. It's so
that
cheap.
That can't be right.
Well, maybe that's our bar association rate or something like that. But yeah
you must be getting sick discounts.
The lawyers are poor, so they need a discount.
But yeah, it's
fucking Christ.
I don't know. I stayed at the Fort Garry for $185. Like, I don't know. Winnipeg hotels are cheap. It's Brandon hotels that are expensive. It feels
well,
like.
That's Winnipeg. You go to fucking BC, it's fucking up your ass fucking insanity.
Good point. But still, yeah, like, Fairmont for $150 is cheaper than Best Western and Dauphin. But like I said, yeah, bar association rate, I guess, because that's where the conference is. Yeah,
well,
it's not,
they know the Dutchman's coming, so they fucking roll out the red card.
Janelle hasn't forgiven me for our Roach Hotel that we stayed in California.
Where was that?
In Anaheim there. So, okay. So we're already we had a hotel in Palm Springs.
Is that another Disney World trip?
Yeah. Yeah. So, we had a hotel that night in Palm Springs. So we just drove 2 hours to Anaheim and it closed at like Disneyland closed at like midnight. So we get to our hotel at 1:00. We walk there after a while and, we're going to be up at like 7:00. Or 8:00 again the next morning, so we didn't exactly need a Four Seasons. We're going to be there for 6 hours. So I paid $108 Canadian for a Super 8 there, which is like that's the closest hotel to Disneyland. Yeah.
It's not fucking 1990 anymore, Dutchman.
Yeah, it was, there's a lot of hair on the pillows and stuff like that. And
that was good. Bed bugs, a little blood. Blood maybe. In the mattress.
So yeah, it wasn't pleased that's, with me.
You should have had a black light. You whipped it out.
Oh, I can't imagine. No thanks.
But hey, you can't be buying. You can't be having two hotels for one person over.
Yeah, on the same night.
You know? Cool.
So,
Tony, how do you feel about your Colts this year? Anthony Richardson, ooh, yeah.
I mean, that's fun. It's just the fun greatest, not to have a core.
The greatest athlete of all time.
Is yeah, all right. As long as it's not some corpse, it's fun.
As long as it's not Matt Ryan or Carson Wentz, fuck
Philip
yeah.
Rivers.
Or,
oh, yeah.
Or Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers, fuck, that was before that. Who was before Phil?
Luck? Luck was on the team, I think, but he was
fucking, what's his name?
Oh, Jacoby. Jacoby Brissett.
Oh, Brissett. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And what was that guy, that fucking goddamn guy that came in when Luck got hurt? Oh, God, that guy.
Yep, that was fun.
What was his name?
They should have got Jim Sorgi.
Curtis Painter. Yeah.
Painter, yeah. They should have got Jim Sorgi back.
Oh, the Colts are looking good. You got the fucking greatest athlete of all time. You got fucking Michael Pittman Jr. You got Jonathan Taylor. And you got two tight ends that are like 6 foot fucking nine.
It's going to be fun because it's not going to be like Colts football.
And you've got the fucking Eagles offensive coordinator now as your fucking coach. He's going to know what to do.
It's going to not be Colts football. It's going to be something totally that I hate, but it'll be fun because Colts football... it's just old people getting beaten up. So, I'm done with that. I'd rather watch guys lose their kneecaps than be out for 2 years.
You know, that division is a piece of shit, so you got a chance.
Total piece of shit, yep.
Total piece of shit. Texans suck. The Jags apparently are the cream of the crop.
Might be the best team, yeah.
No, the Jags are the best.
Titans might still sneak, I don't know, maybe.
Johnny, you're totally drafting Trevor Lawrence this year. I know.
Oh, I should. I love him already.
Fucking
yeah, deal. I'll draft him fine.
Well, you can get him for fucking probably $5 too. Fuck.
No, he'll be like 30. Kyle wants him because of the hair.
No, fuck no. Fuck no.
Kyle kind of looks like Trevor Lawrence.
What?
Let's put a bandana. Put a bandana. I know.
Kyle is fucking Jalen Hurts, but white.
I love it.
Kyle and Jalen Hurts look exactly the same. Just fucking different skin tone. Kyle's a big time sellout now. He's working for the Richardsons.
He's having a baby soon.
Yeah,
right away. He needs that Richardson cash.
Yeah.
He needs that money. Fucking had to sell out.
All I'm saying is there's lots of places in the Powell River, guys. You should all just move here.
Probably should. If only Madeline could get some sort of guaranteed fucking job out there. I don't know how her job translates. I know I could fucking make a good living out there, but I don't know how her job translates.
Job, Schmob, you'll figure it out. They need lots of people here, so.
Oh, yeah. Just figure it out, fucking. The cheapest property is $500,000. Oh, just fair.
We moved without jobs. We didn't have jobs.
You
just moved.
Had fucking $500,000 saved, you fucking cunt.
You had the oil fund.
You fucking made hand over fist cider. Fucking money in Saudi or fucking Kuwait.
We traveled. We spent our money. We traveled to like 50 countries.
Yeah,
all that still... Johnny's money he took under the table. Oh, yeah.
Plus the Johnny's money. No, me and Matt were talking about it. Like, okay, so their fucking house is worth fucking X amount, but fucking I don't know. Like, well, Johnny's fucking he makes like $1 million on the side every year, so they can afford whatever they want.
You know, but like we both make $100,000. And then I make about $30,000 a year on music, because if I make more, I have to start a business, right? So probably 20 to 30 a year I make on music, and the rest is in stocks, and I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
So what? It just happened like 2 hours ago. Crypto.com is like done.
Of course it is.
Fortune, hey, fortune favors the bold, as they Matt Damon said.
Yeah, you can't sue Larry David, because Larry David the whole time in those commercials goes, seems stupid. He literally says it.
Yeah, well, he was FTX. That went down too. That was Brady. Well,
how can you blame him? He says it. Everybody else is like, do it. He's like, he was right. Being an old curmudgeon's good.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's gonna have to change.
How's the NFT market?
If you think a bunch of steampunkers and soy boys are gonna fucking overturn the global banking empire that crushes everybody's skull with a fucking boot, you think a bunch of nerds are gonna overthrow the most powerful forces in the fucking world? Get fucked.
Yeah, but they duped a bunch of fucking retards into NFTs.
Oh, that's great. If you want to pump and dump for dumb fuckers sitting at home that are all going to be streamers, yeah, good. Take their money. But, like, it's not a revolution, because the only way that it's industry is losing... It's
clearly not.
You'd have to kill a lot of people to take over the global banking system. Like, it's not just, you don't just invent some new exchange or some currency and now the most wealthy, influential people in the world lose everything. They will send armed forces against you and declare you a terrorist before you overthrow them. Like, you're a fucking idiot. It's good to dupe people, and it's got some implications, and it's a cool technology, but get fucked. Like, it's not, you're Ron Chaconic living with a tinfoil hat somewhere if you truly believe this is the future. The future is the past. The future is the fucking past. Get used to it.
Some of those NFTs are still expensive. I went to go, like, I saw someone, like, sold their kidney for one of those board and then bought a board ape yacht NFT or whatever. I was like, how much do those go for? And they still seem to go for $100,000. Maybe those are the only ones that do, but... It's, I thought they'd be like $20 nowadays or something.
$800,000 a year ago.
$800,000? Okay.
Yeah, now they're nothing.
Well, $100,000 still, quite a bit.
Not if it was $800,000.
Yeah. I know, yeah.
That's a gun in your mouth situation. If you had something that was garbage that was worth $800,000 and then you didn't sell it, that's I'm sitting on the dock with a loaded pistol in my mouth.
It's Kanye West. He's fucking wearing football pads everywhere he goes.
Jesus. Fuck that guy. Well, I got to let you guys go because my phone, my battery, like my ear pods are dying. So
impossible. Okay. Sonny, come on.
I could switch over. I could try. I could switch a different pair.
Hey. I got a weed, man.
I could try if you want. It doesn't matter.
Oh, Dutchman's got a weed, he says.
Okay, he's got a weed. Yeah, we haven't heard you scraping up the earth in a while. Oh, it's been good talking to you guys.